Yes, it is the Mambo version of Hooray for Hollywood. Pat Carrigan and Larry Olson here, along with Robert Thompson. He is the director of the Blyer Center for TV and Pop Culture at Syracuse University. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm excited. We are just days away from the red carpet and the Oscar presentation. Question number one, Bob, how many celebrities will stop by the E area and talk to Ryan Seacrest before the Oscars?
Well, this is a big question, and I know it sounds cynical, but E! Is probably going to get a lot more viewers of that broadcast than they usually do, because everybody's going to want to be asking, answering that same question. Now, the original reports of this, which Seacrest preempted by denying them before they even came out, I think happened before his previous red carpets, and that didn't bother them too much. But
yeah.
Now they're out, this big article in Variety, the debate has started, and while most people seem to be standing by him, including E!, including American Idol, including Kelly Ripa, we'll have to see, because those one of the things the red carpet has become is the place where you have the conversation that you may not be able to have on the podium because you may not win. And I don't know what not only who's going to snub Ryan Seacrest, but what they might say when they actually get up there.
So as for the movies that are nominated, it looks like most of the major categories are locked up, like Frances McDormand for Three Billboards will win Best Actress, Gary Oldman, Darkest Hour. But the major category, Best Movie of the Year, it seems like it's completely up for grabs. Three Billboards, Shape of Water, Dunkirk, Lady Bird, Get Out. Who knows who's going to win it this year?
Yeah, which makes it kind of interesting.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, and I'm not even willing to say those other ones are completely done deals, but you're right. They seem to be the front runners. But Best Picture, and of course there's more of them now than there was several years ago, as you go down that list, you've got it. There's a lot of really good films in that list, and it could go any number of different ways, which I guess makes it more interesting to watch, which is good. By the way, for the Oscars, because in the era where you can get all the clips you want, where you can hear celebrities talk on their own Twitter, the old-fashioned Oscar broadcast that used to be so exciting is obviously a little long in the tooth in the 21st century.
And a question for you, Bob. Will Faye Dunaway and Warren Beatty be anywhere near any podium on Sunday?
Well, again, who knows? I've ceased to make a prediction on these things. I will make one prediction that I'm pretty confident of.
Okay.
They are not going to give the Best Picture to the wrong movie this
time. Yeah.
You know, back-to-back hosting gigs for Jimmy Kimmel, that is one tough job this year with all that's going on, the Trump, the Me Too. I mean, goodness gracious. He's the first back-to-back host, I think, since Billy Crystal almost 20 years ago.
You know, and you're right. This is a very hard gig now, and I think Kimmel is about the best positioned to do it. He's both politically conscious, but he's not so strident as a guy like John Oliver. He can dance his way out of problems like happened at the end last year.
Right.
Kimmel has got a little bit of Carson in him, in that he can kind of straddle all that, you know, all those different territories. So I think he's a pretty good choice to come back a second time.
Yeah, and I don't know. It just does seem like a thankless gig, though. I mean, no matter how well you do, there are people that are going to hate you.
That's right. Although also remember that they come out and they do their monologue, and then they come out every now and again and introduce somebody. But notice how long the host sometimes disappears for. You could not only go out and make a sandwich, you could eat the sandwich and practically digest it before they come back.
You know, lots of scuttle that there's been a lot of new people added to the Oscar, you know, whoever votes for the awards, I forget, the Academy. And that's why we're seeing Get Out and we're seeing Lady Bird. We're seeing some of these different types of movies that are getting buzzed because there's a younger demographic voting for the Oscars.
Right, and I think that was an important move, and you got to give the Academy credit. They turned that around pretty quickly. Oscar So White was not very long ago, and we've seen some major turnabout, and I think, I don't know all the details of how they made these expansion, but it seems like a fair and rational process that they went through it.
That sounds funny. Fair and rational and the Oscars. But we're going to take your word for it.
That's a good point.
Robert, thanks for your input this morning. We always count on it, and we'll see how true we all are next week at this time. Thanks for being here.
Thanks a lot.
That's Bob Thompson. He is the director of the Bleier Center for Television and Pop Culture at Syracuse University.